The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, welcome, nonprofit community. What a great day it is to be here and have the most beautiful, if you could see, ladies in my talk radio room here. Thank you. This is Kara Zimmerman. And thank you, Spirit of Giving Network, really for supporting all of the work that nonprofit agencies do in Broward and Palm Beach County areas, because without you, we wouldn't be able to share the good works of people that are doing so many things that we want to know about. And today we have Marlene Bloom. She's the president of Baby Otter Scholarship and Education Fund, and Shirley Harold. She's partnering with the Baby Otter Scholarship and Education Fund. And I thank you both for being here for a very important conversation about an issue that we hope to one day not talk about, especially here in Florida with the water that we have is drowning. Right,
thank you,
Marlene.
For having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on with the Baby Otter Scholarship Fund and program, and what do you do?
We basically try to raise money to provide scholarships for special needs and underprivileged children for our swimming lessons. We have a special technique that's done in 5 days where they fall in the water, they learn how to save themselves and get out.
Wow. And that kind of sparked an interest with you, Shirley,
yes.
Right? Because how did you get involved?
Kara, in 2008, my great-grandson, Jamari Johnson, I try to hold back sometimes. Yeah. Some days are good and some days are bad. But Jamari, unfortunately, we lost him to a drowning, and he was
two years old.
And I didn't realize how important swim lessons were and how important it is to teach our children, you know, about water safety, until his tragedy. And when it happened, instead of becoming bitter and angry, I decided to do something, and I really got involved with the community. I got involved with, at the time, Swim Foundation in Fort Lauderdale, and I wanted to bring awareness to, especially to the African-American community, for getting our children swim lessons and knowing how important it is that this tragedy doesn't happen to families when it's preventable. So I got involved, and I started the Jamari and Friends Foundation, mm-hmm. and I've just been a force. I've been an advocate ever since, and it's been 10 years, and I'm still going strong.
10 years.
It's been 10 years.
That
it's been
long.
10
so
years.
He'd be 12
Jamari
now.
Jamari would be 12 years old, and, you know, he's not here, and I remember him, just a little spirit said to me, said, you know, just keep going, Grandma. Don't cry. Get up and do something, you know. So I decided to get up and just advocate for swim lessons, and I've worked in Broward County for the last 10 years, and now I'm up in Palm Beach County, and I've got my new partners up here, Baby Otter Swim School. Been knowing Marlene since, she's been knowing me since Jamari's passing, and they have always supported me in everything I've done. So now I'm going to partner with these guys.
And we love having you. We are all on the same page here.
And that's about making drowning preventable and teaching water safety. So just want to do something in honor of Jamari, making sure, like I said, we gear all children, especially, but we really have to just put a focus on kids and parents, you know, knowing that it's important. It's important. You know, you can do a $15 hairdo, but it'll cost you that in the long run when you can just get a voucher for a swim lesson. And that's what Baby Otter School does. That's what they do.
Is that so? In lieu of that, thank you so much, Shirley. Marlene, what are some of the barriers that you find at the Baby Otter to get people to participate in teaching their children to swim? How did you get involved?
How did I get involved?
Yeah.
That's a long story. No. Yeah. That my daughter, when she was barely 2 years old, loved the water and would just walk in the pool, and I'd have to grab her out, mm-hmm. and I would call the Red Cross. I'd call other places. No one would teach her because she was not 3 years old at the time. You're talking about over 40 years ago now.
Wow.
So I spent a summer experimenting with my friend's children, and came up with this 5-day Turn, Kick, Reach program. And we've been doing it for over 40 years now, and it's super successful. Mm-hmm. We have, it's a private class. It's one-on-one, about 20 to 30 minutes per lesson. And we teach from day two on. We bring the parent in so that the last 5 minutes, so that they can learn how to practice with their child. Mm-hmm. And that's so important. The continuity is the key to the success.
It is.
So the Baby Otter is a branch of that program that you started?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all under that. We teach from, we start children as young as soon as they're crawling. Because mm-hmm. if they can crawl to a swimming pool, they can drown. So in their leg event, they're crawling, their legs are being developed, the muscles are being developed. So we go from as soon as they're crawling to senior citizens. We also not just teach that one program. We teach anywhere from the survival program all the way up to swim team training. So we have beginning strokes and et cetera, and doing all that. We're also starting. We have a snorkeling program, which the kids love. So it's a lot of fun.
So how do you get the parents and the children to come? Because there might be some fear there initially with swimming or some stigmas that maybe aren't true.
For the African-American community, it's been stigma's place because it's, mm-hmm. We just don't swim. But that's not true. We were some of the greatest swimmers in the world. You know, so you have your Olympic swimmers, you have your Simones mm-hmm. that have proven that, we do get in the water and swim. But it's a challenge. But you just have to continue to educate like we do. We have water safety events. The event I just had Saturday, the water safety event is to bring out parents to let them know how important. And we would usually have it at a pool so that we can actually show them a mock drowning, and find out if parents know what to do if their child should fall in the water. And even with children, we try to get them to, find out what would you do if your friend fell in the water. So that's why it's a challenge. It is. But we keep educating mm-hmm. and we keep promoting. And sooner or later, Florida's going to be a zero drowning state. That's our goal.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
Amen to that.
To make sure, especially for me, no parent should have to experience what my family went through. It's heartbreaking because I would rather have Jamari. But since he's not here, I'm just taking what his life stood for and trying to make a difference in other children's lives.
And the guilt probably around that they didn't
know
what to do.
Yes. And right. Nobody knew what to do.
Nobody
knew what to do. I always tell people, don't place it on, say, parents are irresponsible or nobody wasn't watching. That's why you said, a child, as Marlene can say, you have them 2 years old, they just go out the door, they're quick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because this, Jamari has never went out my back door. So I don't know what, triggered him to go out the back door, but for some reason he did. And unfortunately, we lost him, to a drowning. But.
So where is the, thank you so much, where is the scholarship fund? Are you located in a building? How do people find you if they want to begin the course or the program to learn how to swim? How do we find you? I know a lot of times nonprofits on the show say, mm-hmm. our biggest problem is nobody knows. We've been here 25 years and nobody knows about us. Right? How long has the Baby Otter?
We've been here since, 2001?
2001.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I bet a lot of people have never heard of you.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, surely.
Absolutely. But we have a website. Excuse me. If you mm-hmm. go on our regular website of babyotterandredawson.com, it will take you to the link for the nonprofit. We have out brochures in pediatrician's office. We do a lot of social media work. We have on Facebook, Twitter. Those are so important, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and people are always looking there, putting in, how can I find swimming lessons? We do for special needs children. We have a great audience from autistic and Downs and hearing impaired and speech, sight and vision impaired. And it's just, it gets out in the community, and it just grows and grows and grows. In pediatricians' offices, they recommend us all the time. It's so important. They see what happens. They don't want it happening anymore. They're right along with us. They want a zero drowning state. So that's what this is so important for.
How many drownings? Do you have statistics in Palm Beach County or Broward? Last year, is there any?
We had, I think this year, since January, we've had... I'm trying to remember. It's
one too many.
13, around 13
it was,
or 14.
It was 14. 14 for Palm Beach.
For Palm Beach, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's it's a scary number and it's unnecessary.
Yes.
And they were all children under four
or five. Yeah.
Four and five.
Yeah.
So what are some of the services that you do offer then? You mentioned for special needs.
Yes.
And so that must be a special type of teacher to know how to teach special needs swimming.
Exactly. All of our staff is trained to how to handle these different children. There's a little, it's very similar. They go through the same five-day program for the drowning prevention, but they have like a special way to have to hold a Downs child or an autistic child. And that's a little bit of the difference, but they get it. The water is very empowering to these kids, especially autistic and Downs. They love being underwater.
Mm-hmm. Underwater?
Underwater is very empowering to them, absolutely. We always tell parents if their child is really out of control for that day, get them in a pool and hold them in the pool, and they just automatically just start relaxing.
To relax.
Yes.
Because they can float and just...
Just being held in the water is just, you know, it's wonderful.
It's empowering,
It is.
It's great.
So that's good for an adult to know.
Yes. I mean,
and on the reverse side, let's think about in pregnant women, maybe, and the children might remember from being in the womb about the swimming. But on the reverse side, I would think, what about taking an adult who has already developed fear of swimming? You know, how do you approach that?
Well, there's
individual.
There's usually two things that an adult is afraid of: either putting their face in the water, or getting their feet off the ground,
or getting their hair messed up.
That's the worst.
Oh, my hair!
I know their hair. You can wash and fix it afterwards. You know, I wish they would learn that. You know, but it's true. A lot of them won't go in the water because they don't want to get their hair wet.
Yeah,
and it's sad because it's such a great social skill. It's such a great exercise.
It's really the only sport where you actually can save a life, or you know, that
learning the water safety skills,
water safety skill,
and what it would take to keep yourself and the next person safe in the water. In Palm Beach County, there's all sorts of programs that adults can attend, and you know, you have Pompey Park, you have AquaQuest, all these offer swim lessons. You know, all people have to do is just get up, go to them, you know, and
Get off the couch.
Get the voucher. It's free. And take you and your child and learn how to swim. Learn how to keep your child safe. Because I hear parents say all the time, and Marlene and Mindy can attest to this, you know, I don't take my kids to the water. And I don't take my kids to the pool. And I don't let my kids go over here. But we have done mock drownings where I've been to a pool and there's 10 children and there's two adults and nobody's watching the children in the pool. So why would you have a pool party when nobody knows how to swim? So it's those type of things you tell parents. Never say never, and never say I don't, because you never know. If you have a pool or you're anywhere near water, that child for some reason is just succumbed to that water. It's like, I'm just going to get to that water. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunately what happened to Jamar. He just, I don't know if the water was so blue or what. He just
interested
went out.
It's the same reason you don't leave toys in the pool, because that's an attraction to a child. Oh, I want to reach for that toy, and they fall in and drown because they haven't learned to swim yet. So we always keep the gate closed. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many layers of protection that are important to know.
Mm-hmm. And just that split second, like Shirley said, with little ones, they're so quick,
and they're so quick. They're so quick.
You know, you're
taking a nap, and that 1 year old is out the door, and that 2 year old is out the door, and you thought that the screen door was locked. So it's not that you were being a neglected parent, but if you know that you're home and it's only you and you have a 2 year old, you wouldn't take a nap.
Right.
You know, you'd have to take those safety measures. So that's what we're trying to do here in Palm Beach County now.
Right. Yeah. So every day.
Yeah. Plus the fact Baby Otter has that 5 day program, which costs more money, but it's done in 5 days. I get upset when they go to a class that's just 2 days a week, 1 day a week, because the child forgets from one time to another and takes weeks and months to learn how to save themselves, where we do it in 5 days. And that's the biggest difference from our program from other programs. But whatever program you get into it.
Yes.
It's so important. Something is better than nothing.
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask you about, the difference between the Baby Otter, because I do think that that's important, the 5 days. Mm-hmm. If you draw it out, just think like you go once and the next week you get sick or you got to get pulled or life happens. Right. So then you lose a week. And if that's that concentration of time, and probably you feel some success at that fifth day, you know, that you It's wow, I can do this.
Yeah, my staff gets a natural high every Friday, and they go from Monday to Friday, and they see a child. They see a child from Monday afraid of the water and not having any skills, and on Friday being able to jump into the water, turn, kick, and reach, and get themselves out from either the steps or the wall. It's amazing. And you see it, and I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I still get a natural high. I just love it. It's so empowering to us that we know that we've given a child another chance to save their lives.
Yes.
Wow. So, but when you say that over the 40 years and watching them swim for those 5 days, where are they swimming? In local pools? And where are they being taught?
Right now they're being taught in their own homes.
In their homes.
In their homes or community pools or friends, neighbors' pools if they don't have their own pool. Usually they can find a pool somewhere to be able to work for 5 days. And then we always tell them, practice for the next 2 weeks, practice 10 or 15 minutes every day to reinforce what we've taught them, strengthen their ability, and give them more confidence in the water.
So that happens in all three counties, right? In Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade.
Yes.
So what you do is provide the structure, the teacher, to come to find a place to teach them to swim, which is really nice. It's a little more secure even. Yes. You're not in a big, big group.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Well, thank you, ladies. We're going to be right back. We have a quick little commercial, and we're going to hear more about Baby Otter. Thanks so much for what you do.
I definitely feel like the words veteran and homeless should never go together.
Sergeant Michelle Garcia served meritoriously in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I had friends, and you know, I went and stayed at a friend's house, and then I realized, well, you're staying at your friend's house, but how long can you stay there? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to call home?
Lieutenant Richard Stokely took the skills he learned in Vietnam and put them to use as a paramedic. But after they left the service, these veterans had problems with homelessness. Michelle lost all her savings, and Richard battled alcoholism for years.
It started taking me down, all the way down to the point where I lost my family and I ended up homeless.
A simple phone call to 877-424-3838 put them in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you are a veteran in need, or you know a veteran who is homeless or at risk of being homeless, call 877-424-3838 or visit va.gov/homeless.
Welcome back, community of nonprofit listeners. Thank you so much for being here. A very important topic, especially in Florida, about drowning prevention and a wonderful program called Baby Otter Scholarship and Education Fund. And we're learning about how they approach teaching children and adults and special needs children to swim with a 5-day program, which is incredible that Marlene 40 years ago got going. You don't look like it, Marlene.
Well, thank you. I don't feel like it either.
So cute. But you know, let's talk a little bit about the layers of protection and how you approach those 5 days in the class.
Absolutely. The most important thing is parental supervision. That is key number one. Obviously, swimming lessons is another important one. Knowing I can pull out 10 parents and ask them, if your child's hair got caught in the drain, how would you take care of that? How would you save your child? And most of them would say, I'd pull them out. It's so powerful. There's no way you can pull a child up out of a drain by yourself. What the key thing is, you have to go know where your pool pump is and turn it off. That's simple. Get the child out, and then you can say, like some people say, well, I'll go inside and get a scissors and cut their hair. Well, by the time you go inside,
yeah,
and the time you spend, and you come back out, then you even cut their hair, forget it, you have a drowning victim.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I never thought about that.
Yeah, so it's very important to know where your pool pump is and how to turn it off. Then you can pull your child out. So important. Another layer of protection is knowing as having the water level up as high as possible, because a child can swim to a wall, but if they can't reach the top, if it's more than a foot down, a small child is going to have to won't be able to reach that, but it's older child might. But you always want to keep your water level all year long up as high as possible. We must remember that summer is not the only drowning season. Drowning season goes all year long.
Did you lose Jamari?
2008.
What was it in
August,
summer?
August. It was in August.
Mm-hmm. So it happens summer, fall, especially in Florida. We have 365 days of very nice weather for the most part. So we need to know this all year long.
Yes, it's important. Yeah. It's important. So I'm soliciting my parents and caregivers to please, on behalf of Jamari, take your child to swim lessons and get this child to learn how to swim. It is so important.
Yeah, critical.
If we could take back the hands of time, it's so important. So
yeah, another important thing to have around the pool is a phone, not for you to call your friends while your children are swimming in the water,
texting, nothing
like that. It's for emergencies only. That's all. Just have it by your side. Know where it is. And if you have an emergency, dial 911. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. It's not for you to be socializing it while your child is playing in the water. Also, if you all pools are supposed to have gates around them or fences around them, make sure the gate is always closed. After, sometimes, if you have pool service, sometimes they might forget to close it.
Oh, yes.
You always have to remember, make sure that that gate is always closed. If you have furniture, make sure it's not up next to the pool fence, because a child can climb. They can climb over and fall in. We had an incident, matter of fact, it was here in Boca Raton. It was, probably 20 years ago by now. But a friend of ours had a two-year-old, pushed the toy table next to the fence, climbed over, and drowned.
Really?
Yes, it's so sad, so sad.
See, these are things that you would not think of. Thank you for telling us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Mm-hmm. Also have safety. If you have to go in for a rescue, well, you don't want to have to go in because you can become the next victim. So what you want to do is to be able to have the proper equipment. You should have a shepherd's hook. Or if you don't have a shepherd's hook, have a towel, a noodle, anything where you can reach them. If a person is a shepherd hook is mostly important. If the person is non-responsive, they're face down and they're not moving, because you want to be able to pull them out and get them out in CPR as quickly as possible. That's another thing. No CPR. That's vital. My business partner, Mindy, her daughter was found at the bottom of the pool, but she knew CPR, and thank goodness, because that saved Stacy. And we now have, a good happening.
Yes.
A good thing, because she knew CPR. They still called 911 and took care of everything, but that was so important because Mindy knew CPR. I was trying to think. I mentioned the phone.
Yes.
Just the knowledge of swimming and being there. If you don't have a towel, you can throw out to someone that's struggling. You can pull them in with that. Get down low to the ground. Don't be standing because they can pull you in. So if you have a towel or a noodle or something where you're reaching to help somebody or even your arm to reach somebody, get down on the ground and reach that way so that you won't be pulled in the water.
See, so many tips. If we only knew right back when Jamari was swimming, it makes sense. But our lives are very busy. We don't think about these things. It's simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so simple.
It's just educating everybody. That's what our goal is: educate everybody in every aspect possible. Know these layers of protection. We made a DVD on layers of protection. It's in the Broward County Library, so please check it out and look at it.
They've been around a while. I've seen great work come out of the Baby Otter Swim School. That's why I decided to partner with them up in Palm Beach County.
It's a strong force. Mm-hmm. Definitely a strong force to join in on. If we want to find out more information, what is the website, Marlene, that we go to?
It's www.babyotterandredawson.com.
Okay. Everybody got that? www.babyotterandredawson.com. Yeah. And phone number?
The phone number, they can call 888-SWIM-KID.
Well, is that not the easiest thing? as you get older, all that helps to make it a little bit easier to remember. You can't remember. I love 888-SWIM-KID. Okay, that's fantastic. And what about these wonderful people that are out there giving this 5-day program in people's pools and community pools? Are they volunteers? Do they have to be trained? How do you get your teachers?
Our instructors.
Instructors.
Our instructors are all trained. It's a minimum of 3 to 4 weeks of classroom training. experience in the water. We have a, we call him Baby Ollie. A dummy. It's a dummy that they have to use to try to see how they work with the dummy. Then we give them real kids, but they don't have real kids by themselves. They follow an instructor that's already on the road and make sure that they know how to do it, and they gradually get into each step of it, each day of it, and are able to then go out on their own.
So should we give a shout out for people that might be interested in being teachers, instructors, because I would love them to call.
We're moving on. We're going all the way up to Orlando. So.
Yes, moving on.
And then moving on up, that's right.
So we need
if they're
really
unable to contact instructors, just contact us. You know, my number is 954-615-7352. And that's, my email is jamarianfriends1@gmail.com. So you can contact me if you're trying to contact Baby Otter School, or if you're trying to contact Jamarian Friends, and I can gear parents to where there's lessons at and free vouchers, and we can put them in the right direction. And if the kids want to attend a Baby Otter School, we can get them in the right direction to get our children in the water so we can have a zero state.
Zero.
Zero.
Yes. All right.
In Broward.
Thank you so
Beach
much.
County.
Thank you so much for
thank
coming.
Thank you, Kara, very
we
much for
having
us.
We're going to get to that
thank
zero.
You so
thank
much.
You
so much for having us.
Yes, absolutely. Take care. Thank
You've
you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.